In the light of the fire, the boys and girls seemed all dreamy and far away. Nobody knew who was singing the best or the loudest. In front of the fire, everyone was just the same as everyone else. And to the orphans, the three-year-olds, the 13-year-olds, the boys, the girls, the orphans by abandonment, divorce, murder, suicide, to them, the fire was home. The fire making the wood crackle and whistle, hum. All of those children surrounding the biggest and brightest mother and father of them all. Many were the girls who, in the middle of a song, would begin to weep. And many other girls would put their arms around the ones who were weeping and go right on singing. And the boys, they turned to each other and talked to each other with earnestness and understanding. I saw it happen many, many times. The whole thing was completely satisfying. A large fire in the middle of a group of children, all of them alone and true, but near memory and love. I didn't think so at the time, but after I'd been there, after I had done my 4 years there at Fred Finch, I was glad that I had lived there. It made me know what it's like to be alone.